Turn with me in your Bibles to John chapter 10, verse 10. This is our foundational scripture, not only for our church, but for this series. It's a scripture that I really want you to write on your heart. You need to know it. You need to be able to quote it, put it on your bumper, on your car, put it on a screenshot on your phone, put it on a coffee mug, wherever it needs to go, make a shirt. John 10:10, let's read it all together. It says this: "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that you may have it to the full." That's the words of Jesus. Jesus came to offer us, one translation says, an abundant life. Sadly, though, many aren't living it. They're not experiencing it. Why? Because we are financially strapped. We're not putting God first. We're not managing what He's entrusted us with. And so we're living in this bondage. And this is where the enemy is stealing and killing and destroying your life. But Jesus said, you don't have to stay there. That I didn't just die on a cross just for your sins, but I came out of the grave to give you an abundant life on this earth. And I want you, as your pastor, I want you to live that so much. And I want to help you with that. And another scripture that we're going to read today as we move into this next subject is Proverbs 22, verse 7. It says, "The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender," or servant to the lender, one's translation said. Jesus also tells us that you cannot serve both God and money. And because money, it's a number one competitor for your heart. So Jesus is trying to show you, if you're serving money, you can't serve me, because you've put that on the throne on your heart. But when you serve God, money serves you. To be like, what does that mean? I'm going to explain it a little bit today, but it is a concept that you have to really grab a hold of. So I want to preach to you from the title, and I want you to shout it out after I say it. The final word, it's called Just Say. We ain't doing Nike, just do it. We're saying just say no. Come on, shout no real loud. Just no. Come on, you need a little more confidence. You're going to be pregnant by midnight if you don't get a little bit more in you. Just say, yeah. There we go. Come on. Jesus, help us. Father, we love you today. We thank you for what you're already doing. Help us to see your word and see what you have to offer us today. Lord, let us laugh in your presence. What good is a church if it's dead? Because we serve an alive God. So, Lord, enlighten us today. Let us see freedom today. Where there is the Spirit of the Lord, there is freedom. And the truth is what sets us free. So, Lord, as your truth comes out, let it set free the bondage on so many lives today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone shout a big amen. 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 You may be seated. I got y'all's minds all in kind of places now. I already know. I feel it in the room. Have you ever had a time in your life where you looked at your bank account and you asked yourself, where did it all go? Anybody know what I'm talking about? What happened? I thought I had, and it's like negative, you know? Have you ever walked into your house or walk through your house and you saw all the stuff that you had to get and you had to have, only to realize that none of it really brought you the peace you had hoped for? It's just a bunch of stuff collecting dust. Have you ever bought something or financed something because you felt like you deserved it, only to be stuck paying for it for years and years and years later? Some of y'all don't want to raise your hand right now. You're feeling a little guilty today. No condemnation. But I want to help you in this, because this is why we're going to talk about this today, because it's not really even about money. This is about our heart, and it's about our habits. And our heart and our habits will determine where our money goes and how we use it. Because the truth is, you can't live in freedom while you're chained to finances. You cannot. It's not going to happen. you will find yourself strapped. You can't walk in your calling that God has called you to be in when you're drowning in credit card debt. You're strapped. You can't be radically and irrationally generous when you're ridiculously strapped because of overspending on things you don't need to impress people you don't even like. So today, we're not just going to talk about money. We're going to talk about reclaiming margin. We're going to talk about building discipline, a word that we don't like. But if we're going to be fully devoted followers of Jesus, you need some discipline in your life. Turn to your neighbor and say, you need some discipline. Not discipline with a down connotation. Discipline, like I know you do. You know, it's that little question, that influx, discipline. And we're going to learn to do what? Just say. We're going to learn to just say no. My message is not long today. I promise. I'm not preaching an hour like I did last week. I'm preaching probably 30 minutes. So, because there ain't much I need to say, the Word of God's going to tell you, and we're going to move on. We're going to build our life. We're going to build it for Christ, and we're going to get out of debt, and we're going to have wealth. We're going to have an inheritance for our children's children. We're going to buy homes. We're going to do what God's called us to do. We're going to be able to give generously. Because kingdom people, we don't live like everybody else. We're not citizens of this earth. We are citizens of heaven, meaning I don't look like them, meaning the world. I'm my own person who Christ made me to be. And here's the thing I want you to know is we're going to live like no one else so one day we can live like no one else. I want you to live like no one else right now so one day you can live like no one else. If we're going to take back control of our life, we've got to learn to do, number one is, if you don't control your cravings, you're going to lose your savings. I know that's a little catchy, but I want you to memorize it. Control your cravings or lose your savings. We got to learn to have our control over the cravings that we have in this world, the temptations, the things that we think we need or the things we think we want. But if we don't learn to say no now, you're not going to succeed at it later. And you won't succeed in your life later. And that's because your discipline today will determine your destiny tomorrow. The decisions you're making in your life right now, in every area. I've heard one person say this, and I believe that it's mostly true, is how you do one thing, you do everything. And so if you're not disciplined in one area, don't be surprised when that lack of discipline shows up in another area that you really didn't want it to show up in. This can happen in a lack of discipline on, you know, how we live our life in certain ways, and then a lack of discipline might show up in your marriage 5 years later and you're wondering, how did it get there? And so you need discipline in your life. Proverbs 25:28 says, like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control. That's good right there. What does that mean? That means that self-control is your protection. It is your city walls. It's the things that keeps the enemy out. It protects what God has given you, and it allows you to have control back in your life, because without it, your financial life will be completely defenseless. You won't be able to defend when the enemy comes to attack or when your cravings try to take over. You won't be able to, because there will be no more walls. And we've got to stop feeding the I want it now mindset. I want it now. I just want it. Or even one I've heard a lot and heard it recently even is, I deserve it. Do you? Can I offend you a little bit today? Because I do believe that some of you are not going to like me very much after today's sermon. Not because I'm going to be mean, but it's because it's going to bring truth to your reality. And the truth is what pinches a little bit. Not pinch, pinch. It pinches a little bit. It does, right? Iron sharpens iron. What does that mean? That means there is going to be some friction. So I don't say that to like get everybody uptight. I just say that to know, give me some grace, but I want to tell you what the Word of God says and how you can get back in control. And sometimes it takes somebody telling you the things you really don't like so you can have what you really want to have. Like ladies, I'm going right for it, baby. I tried to prepare you already. Somebody like, I'm leaving. Where's the door? I'm out. Every sale isn't a savings. Girl math ain't real. I got it on sale. You still spent $78 to get that $5 gift card. It don't matter. Well, I had cash, so I really didn't come out of the bank account. It still spent money. Just say no. Men. Everybody's like, oh, great. That's right, ladies. I got you back. I'm still coming back for you, though. Just wait. Somebody, y'all be clapping right now. You're going to be crying by the end of the sermon. Not every impulse buy is a need. Women, we nickel and dime our savings. Meaning, like, it was just a little sale there. I buy a little here, a little there. And I really didn't spend the full amount, so I still saved some money. No, you didn't. Groupon is not savings. You still spend. Men, we don't buy a nickel and diming, like, little by little. We wait and wait and wait and wait. And we show up with a brand new car. Like, look, babe, look what I bought. And she's like, are you kidding? I got this boat, babe. Like, I've been talking about it. No, you don't need a boat. You need a friend who's dumb enough to have a boat, and then you got a boat, too. Amen. Anybody got a boat? Come find me at the service. We're going fishing. See, I don't have a boat. I'll find a friend who has a boat. Ladies, do you really need to do your nails twice a month? Like, let me just tell you, let me clarify for the men. There ain't men walking around like, did you see the set of nails on that one? I wonder if they real or not. That ain't happening. It's not. I'm just saying. You got to do what? You got to learn to just say no. I'm going to turn it around in a minute, but let me have my fun right now, okay? Let me have my fun. Guys, do you really need to play golf twice a week? Do you? Just say. We're going to have a budget class later today. We're going to talk about this. Here we go. Ready? Do you really need a $6 cup of coffee every day to live? Better yet, do you really need to DoorDash a coffee that turns it into $25 from Starbucks just because you don't want to drive there? Okay, hold on. We got to just say no. Does your 12-year-old really need a brand new iPhone? No. Buy that sucker, the Nokia back in the day in the 90s that you got the colored push buttons and the antenna. It flashed colors when people called. The Nokia, you couldn't break that thing. Somebody like, Nokia, what's that? This little phone didn't have no color, but we play Snake on it with the T9. You text on T9. Y'all know what I'm talking about, all my 90s kids and all before. We know what we're talking about. We didn't have internet on our phone. We had to pay for every text. Every call. You call less than a minute, it was free. So I'll call you right back. Hold on. Bleep. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Told you we're going to laugh in church. We're going to have some fun. We got to learn, though, to say no for a little while so you can say yes for the rest of your life. And the part of your life that's really going to matter in the end. Now, I'll give a little disclaimer. If you are debt-free, buy the new car. If you don't mind, what Dave Ramsey will say is if you were to put that amount of money in your living room or in the backyard and light it on fire and it doesn't change your life, then go buy it. That's what he says. If you're debt-free and you've got some money saved up and you've been earning your time for that, then go buy it. Go get your nails done every week. Go do it. Go golfing 5 times a week. Go do it. But if not, we're going to learn to give up what you love now for what you love even more later. What does that mean? That means we're going to have to learn to sacrifice for something that is greater. We live in the what I want it right now mentality. and I need it, and you don't need it. And the truth is, you're not going to build wealth on a whim. You build it in wisdom. You build it in a plan. Hebrews 12:2 says, for the joy set before him, meaning Jesus, he endured the cross. What does that mean? Even Jesus understood the value of sacrifice. You were what he loved more than what his feelings were telling him what he loved right now. And so if we're going to learn to live like Jesus and be like Jesus, then we've got to learn to do the same in every area of our life. And we have to learn to sacrifice. What does that mean? That means choosing legacy over luxury sometimes. It matters more that my kids can have a college fund or an inheritance to them than it does for me to have that Rolex right now. Like, or that coffee. You can put it on any scale. Because sacrifice, what is that? It's purpose over pleasure. It's learning, again, to do what you love more, not what you love right now. So I'll say it like this. Skip the Disney trip if you're going to put it on a credit card. Don't take it. Your kids don't need it. They ain't going to remember it anyway when they're four. Just don't even try. You might have photos, but they're like, did we really go? That was Photoshopped. AI did that. They don't know. You don't. If you're going to spend it on a credit card or do a vacation on a credit card, I need it. No, you don't. You need money in your savings. I told you I'm coming for your life. How about you need to learn to brown bag your lunch until you pay off your debt? You don't have to eat out every day. If you were to calculate how much, there was a statistic done a while back that I read that said if you ate out every day, you would spend well in the hundreds of thousands of dollars by the end of your life on just out to eat for lunch. That's stupid. Just say it. That's stupid. You can say it because it is. What we need to do is we need to sell the car that we don't need. We need to drop the cable that nobody really watches anyway. Or the 17 streaming services that you don't even know you have anymore, but you got Hulu and Peacock and Netflix and Apple TV and YouTube Live and all Paramount. And here we go. Amazon Prime, you got them all. And your kid uses Disney and you got 17 other ones for what? You don't need it. You really don't need it. Pick up a side hustle. Seriously. Well, I just need more money. No, you don't. You need to be a better budgeter. You need to be a better steward. You don't need more money. You just need to learn how to manage. It's what we think. If I just had more money. No, you can't do what you got right now. So what makes you think you're going to be able to do it when you get more? Because what happens is you get more, you don't know how to budget when you had less. And when you get more, it all goes away. Like, more people spend their tax income, their income tax, and come in March and February and in April. They spend it with less than 30 days when it shows up. It's ridiculous. Like, we don't know how to manage it when it comes in. This is why people, when they win millions and millions, hundreds of millions in the lottery, by 3 years, they're bankrupt and in jail half the time. Because if you don't know how to manage well now, you will not manage when you have more. So we got to give up that subscription that you really don't need, and you can classify that in any way, for to have a debt-free Christmas maybe this year. Give it up now. You don't need to spend $8,000 on all them children. They're going to break in 30 days anyway. You don't need it. They don't need 17 presents. They may need 3 or 4. I'm serious. They don't need stuff. They need you. And a cardboard box went a lot longer for us than a toy, because the dog ate the toy. It may be for you moving into a smaller house so one of you can stay home with your kids, which is what a dream you had. That's okay. I don't care what the world says. They're all in debt and they're all idiots. We're going to live smart and wise. Am I helping anybody today? You're not just saving money. You're saving your future. Like, this is a such bigger thing. We look at it in such a small detail. This is a big deal. And let me tell you, we can all justify reasons. I've heard them all. We all got justifiable reasons on why we spend on what we spend. But the truth is, many of us just lack self-control. Because we'll start to justify, like, well, you see, if I have the gym membership, then I have to go because I spent the money. That's a bunch of lie. You don't need it. Give me a towel and about 10 minutes with you, and you'll be regretting every bit of that decision.
You
can you do push-ups without anything?
Yes.
Can you do sit-ups without a gym? Yes. Why? You want to go to the gym what? So you can try to look at eye candy? Like, what are you paying for? I'm serious. When it comes to spending, we like to say, well, I deserve it. Or it's just for a season. Well, that season's going to wreck your future. It's not just for seasons. And the decisions you made out of convenience because it was a luxury, because you were tired or whatever, whatever reason that is why many are struggling right now in our day and age, living paycheck to paycheck, or even more so, the statistic is showing that more people are living on 110 to 136% of their income. What does that mean? They're living beyond their means. They're spending 10 to 40% over what they make, and they wonder why they're stressed. We've got to learn to do what? Just say no. Gotta just say no. You don't need it. You may want it, but you don't need it right now. When you're debt free, go buy it. But right now you're hustling. Right now you're building. Right now you're saving. Why? Because your future matters. You'll be still working at 77, not having any retirement, and be tired, and you can barely draw Social Security. It ain't gonna be there, y'all. Like, don't rely on that. Don't trust the government. You better trust the Lord. Like, do what he said to do. Just say. You don't drift out of debt. You dig your way out. You know, a lot of times we think, well, I'll just like, you know, we do this with our diet. We just like, well, I'll just try not to eat as much. That don't work. Until you're counting your calories, you don't realize that the same meal that you got at Outback Steakhouse that's 1,800 calories, you can make at home for about 450. And you don't know. You say, oh, I ate chicken. Yeah, but they cooked it in a bad oil. And that oil just cost you 200 calories that you didn't know. You don't, if you've ever done it before, you know, I'm doing it right now. I know what I'm talking about. We do the same thing when we do our money. We just think, well, I'll just try not to go and try not to spend less, or I'll try to get a sale. And we end up still spending more money than we thought we did. And you're not going to just wander out of it. You're going to have to dig your way out. Like, you're going to have to fight for this. Wandering into debt is very easy. Walking out, it takes a plan. It takes a structure. Luke 14 talks about this in verse 20. It says, suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost? You going to think about this? Just because you had this impulse, man, don't mean you need to go buy it. You need to think about this. You need to plan this out. Proverbs 21:5 says, the plans of the diligent lead to profit. You need a plan. You need a budget. That's a cuss word in today's society. Tell your neighbor, you need a budget. Not some like philosophical theory of a budget. You need a budget. I have a budget. Do you actually use it though? Somebody like, well, I did it at one point. Yeah, but you hadn't looked at it since you wrote it down. We got to stop wondering where our money is going, because the truth is, if you don't have a budget, stats show that you'll spend 40% more of your income and don't even know where it went. I literally did this with a budget with somebody a couple of years ago. I sat down with them. They're even in this room today. I'm not going to say their name, so don't worry about it. But I sat down with them, and I did their budget, and they're like, I don't go out to eat that much. I'm like, oh, okay, well, let's look at your bank statements. Let's look at your credit card. Let's just look. Let's just see. We start highlighting. We got down to the end of the budget, and they were like, how much did I spend on, you know, out to eat? I said, 40% of your budget. And I said, if you were to save that 40% over the next 10 years, you'll have about $57,000 in your savings account if we budget it right. But yet you're spending it. And awareness just brought a light on. And you need a budget. You need a plan. You don't just wonder where your money's going. You need to tell it where it's going to go. You need to be in control of it so that way you can rest well at night. Because the truth is, and I talked about tithing last week, and don't everybody get uptight. I talked about tithing last week, but the truth is, you can be tithing, but if you aren't managing well with the rest, God, you can't expect God to bless that. I'll say it like this, God don't bless stupid. He blesses those who steward, not those who carelessly spend. So you got to tithe, but you got to now steward, Bible word, all the rest that he has given you. Well, you're like, well, where do I even begin? I'm glad you asked. Today at 3:00, I've put together an entire Money Management 101, and I'm going to show you some things today, and there's a QR code that's going up. I want you to register for it so I can prepare for you. There's a few details you're going to need to bring. It's for your eyes only. I talked about the bank statements and the credit card statements for the last 90 days. Yes, I want you to actually have that, not just on a computer. I want you to print it out, and I want you to bring it with you. You need some highlighters. You need some pencils, not pens, because you're going to be doing a lot of erasing by the time we're done. But I'm going to help you, and I'm actually going to tell you how I budget my money. I've been doing this for many, many years, and it works. I only have debt on my home. I own no other debt to anything else. And if you fight this plan and you work this plan, it will be successful for you, I guarantee. Because most people are living what's called feast and famine. First of your month, all your bills come out. That paycheck goes to squat, and you're living on ramen noodles and sugar loops for 2 weeks. Then the next paycheck comes in. You're like, woohoo, go to Christopher's, go to Casa de Brazil, go to... Eating out lunch, and you're living it up, and then the next 2 weeks, you're flat on your face again at home, and you're wondering, are you spending a credit card, and you're just getting behind and behind, and that's no way to live. I'm going to teach you how to live a consistent lifestyle. It doesn't influx, and when you get more money, it doesn't mean you need to add more to your budget. You go more to the save. Anyway, we'll talk about that then, but I want you to come. If you signed up for the Tithe Challenge, you really need to be here. I'm going to help you with some things on that. But we're going to learn how to build a budget. I'm going to teach you how to save $1,000 for your emergency fund. You need an emergency fund for your life. You need to tackle the debt snowball. We're going to talk about that. There's some practical tools from Dave Ramsey's courses, from FPU. I'm going to offer some free resources. I've already paid for them. I'm going to give them away today, but you have to be there today to get them. I promise you, some free resources from Dave Ramsey, the different tools that you can have. And when you start to follow some plans that we are going to help put in place for you, and I'm going to give you a mindset today that's going to help you. You're going to build some momentum. You're going to knock down your debt. And every win that you do, it starts to build this confidence in you, and you're going to destroy the bondage that's on your life, and you're going to live like nobody else is living, so later you can live like nobody else is living. Because why? We don't serve money, we serve God, and when we serve God, money serves us. Don't overthink it. Just start small, but you need to start today. Like, well, when I'll start in January, New Year. No, it's too late. We start right now. And you need to find an extra $200 every month in your budget and start knocking it out. How am I going to do that? I don't know. Get a side job. Uber. I don't care. DoorDash for other people so they pay you. We're going to cut out what we don't need. We're going to sell some stuff that we don't need. We're going to work some extra hours. Instead of that fancy dinner with you and your wife and spending $150, why not cook at home, then go get a $5 McDonald's ice cream cone and go to Research Park and talk. That's still fun. Stop looking at what all those influencers are doing online, and they're going on their private jets flying to New York to get a good steak. Who cares? I don't care. I'll make my own steak. Amen? Don't wait until you have margin to be disciplined. Build discipline, and the margin will follow. Don't wait. You start now. And if you live wise now, you can live free later. And while people start to make fun of you for doing this, guess what? In a few years, when you're sitting in Cabo on a beach drinking your virgin pina colada and they're over here still working, you can be like, ha ha, I'm going to post that. They laugh at you now. They will. And here's something I firmly believe. Never say I can't afford it. It's such a negative mindset. Just say it's not in my budget. What does that mean? That means I'm in control and I have a plan. It's a different mindset. It's a different mindset. Well, I can't afford that right now. No, you probably could if you would have saved your money, but it's not in my budget. I tell people all the time, we set a budget. We still live off the same budget at the same level, no matter what increase we get, for years now. Why? Because I'm like, just because I get more doesn't mean I need to start spending more. I need to save more. I got retirement coming. My kids are going to want to go to college one day, and I want to help them in their future. Maybe I can buy them a house and help them that way. Like, I'm thinking that way. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I don't want to just be struggling the rest of my life and my kids not have something. I'm thinking about them, and I'm making decisions right now. That way, when they're working their life, I'm sitting in Cabo with the Virgin Pina Colada and saying, hey, come visit us. I'm serious. Live wise now so you can live free later. Say no to Starbucks now so you can say yes to generosity later. That way you can give like nobody else is giving one day, and it's a joy. You realize that what you have is not yours, it is God's, and when you steward well, money doesn't control you anymore. You live free. You know, Jesus paid the biggest debt. He was mocked, he was made fun of, he was cursed at, but yet he paid the biggest debt for both you and I, and that is our sin debt. A debt we could not afford to pay, nor could we have ever worked to pay it. But he did it. And he did it so you could not live broke, burdened, and behind, but so you can live in the abundant life that he laid his life down for. And you don't have to live in bondage, you can live in freedom. And financial freedom is one of the most spiritual things that you can pursue. Why? Because how you handle what God gave you reflects how you honor the one who gave it. How you steward. And this doesn't just go with your pocketbook. This goes with everything. The job you have, the kids you have, the spouse you have, everything. I could look at your car right now and tell you how well you take care of your life. I tell our staff that all the time. If I walk out to your car right now and I look inside, that tells me, are you running that ministry I entrusted you with that way? Because if that's how you're doing it, then what do people think? And that's not going to work. I do. This is discipline. I'm going to take care of what God has given me. Why? Because so I can have what more that he's called me to have, and he can trust me with it. And when I honor what he's given me, I'm honoring the one who gave it to me when I take care of it. To know that you were the joy that was set before him, that he endured the cross. So now what am I willing to lay down for him? That's the question I want you to think about today. Jesus didn't just die to make you rich. He died to make you new. This isn't about getting rich. This isn't six steps to have more wealth. It's not that. It's six steps to find more obedience in Christ. He is our prize. He is our focus. He is our joy. And his life was here to set us free. The reason why he came, he gave his life to set us free from the debt of sin that we lived. And maybe right now, with every eye closed, maybe you don't know Jesus today. Maybe you're hearing about this and you're like, man, this pastor's talking about money and how to manage well, but God gave his life for me. Yeah, he paid the sin debt for you. He came in and said, no longer am I going to live in guilt and shame. He said, I want to give you life. I want to give you grace. I want to give you forgiveness. And if you don't know Jesus today, I want us to pray this prayer. Jesus has a purpose for your life. He has a plan for your life. He wants you to live in freedom. He's not here to strap you down, but there are ways that he says that if you live it, your life will flourish. The greatest thing you can ever do is read the manual of the thing that you live or the thing that you buy. And this Bible here, the Holy Bible, is the manual for your life. And if you just follow it, God says your life will flourish. You can experience the abundance, more than enough, because he is a God that is more than enough. And that you were the joy in his eyes as he endured the cross, nails in his hands and in his feet, blood being shed. So if you don't know Jesus today, I want us to pray this prayer. Maybe this is your first time to do this. Maybe you've prayed the prayer before, but you've walked away and you're back today and you're like, man, I just need to get my life right back with God. I want us to pray this prayer together. We're all going to pray it in support of those who are praying it for the first time. But why don't we say this out loud where our ears can hear us? Say, dear Jesus, come into my life. God, I understand now that you died to make me new. And today I ask that you would forgive me all my sins. Wash me clean, make me new. Thank you for dying for me and rising from the grave to give me life and life more abundantly. Help me to live like you've called me to live and steward well in Jesus' name. And everyone said a big amen. 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 Come on, can we celebrate with everybody? Made that decision. I have something I want to do. If you prayed that prayer just now, nobody moving around just yet. Our team is moving, but I'd love to know that I'm who I got to pray with, and I'd love to put some tools in your hand to help you with your next steps in this journey. You made the decision to follow Christ, but you're like, but what now? What do I do now? You're not meant to do this alone. We want to help you. We want to walk this journey with you. And I want to ask this. When I say three, if you prayed that prayer today for the first time or rededicated your life, I just want you to shoot your hand up. Our team wants to bring you that Bible. Our church, yeah, come on, we're going to celebrate with you. Ready? One, two, three. Just lift your hand. Say, that was me, Pastor. I prayed the prayer. I received grace. Come on, let's give it up for these amazing people. We're going to bring a Bible to you and some next steps to help you in this journey. Jesus. Jesus. Come on, why don't we stand to our feet today? Let me pray for you before you're dismissed. We're going to just say, I know it don't sound fun right now, but you'll be enjoying it in the near future. I believe it. I know it. And I hope I get to see you today. Make sure you register for the management, money management course. I'm going to walk you through some amazing things. Let me pray for you. God, I pray you bless your people today. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done today. We thank you for your presence being here. God, as we are diving into how to take back control of our life, help us, Lord, to walk and not grow weary in doing good. Help us to follow your plan, to follow your steps, to do what you called us to do so we can live like no one else right now. That way we can live like nobody else later. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone shout a big amen. Amen. Love you, church. Have a blessed week. We'll see you today at 3 o'clock.